It's Chick on Sports on Robin Hood Radio this morning. So far, so good for Nathan Chen and the U.S. Olympic figure skating team. With a calm, clean, short program by the reigning three-time world champion, Team USA raced out to an early lead Friday in the team competition in the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics. The Americans won the first two events, the men's short program and rhythm dance, and are sitting in first place in the 10-country competition after day one. The Russian Olympic Committee, which is favored to win gold medal in the team event, is in second place, followed by China in third. The top five teams after the women's short program Sunday will advance to free skates with medals awarded on Monday. Devin Booker, Chris Paul are headlining NBA All-Star reserves for the league leading Suns. The Utah Jazz also got a pair with Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell, but Cleveland had to settle for one player in the game they will host on February 20th. Guard Darius Garland will represent the Cavaliers, but center Jared Allen was not among the seven players from the Eastern Conference. Other reserves from Western Conference were Luka Doncic of Dallas, Karl-Anthony Towns of Minnesota, and Draymond Green of Golden State. The remainder of the players from the East were Boston's Jason Tatum, Brooklyn's James Harden, Chicago's Zach LaVine, Toronto's Fred VanVleet, Miami's Jimmy Butler, and Milwaukee's Chris Middleton. Simply Falls, the New York Giants have released an extensive statement refuting Brian Flores' claims. The Giants continue to vehemently deny Flores' allegations in a lawsuit in his interview for their head coaching position was a sham, releasing a more detailed second statement Thursday night in which the team says the claims are disturbing and simply false. Including in the lawsuit is allegedly a series of text messages from New England Patriots head coach Bill Belichick to Flores, congratulating him on his landing the Giants job, which Flores and his legal representation insist show Brian Doble was offered the position before he was even interviewed. In the text, according to Flores, they were sent before Flores' interview, which took place Thursday, January 27th. Apparently, Belichick mistakenly texted the wrong Brian. Both Doble and Flores had spent time on Belichick's coaching staff in New England. The Giants pointed out in Thursday's statement that Doble had not been interviewed in person with the team until the day following Flores' alleged exchange with Belichick. Major League Baseball, a lockout continues. Spring training is likely to be delayed as Tuesday negotiations went nowhere this week. So much for a glimmer of hope that spring training could start on time, with the latest negotiating session Tuesday between Major League Baseball and the Players Union producing nothing but further acrimony. The two sides met for a heated 90-minute negotiating session, with MLB furious at the union for making only a slight modification to two proposals after a week, and the union frustrated that the Major League Baseball is not thinking further concessions in their talks for a new collective bargaining agreement. The only real thing they agree on these days is that it would take a miracle resolution the next week in 10 days for spring training to open on time February 16th in Arizona and Florida. This was only their fourth negotiating session since December 1st, and it accomplished little or nothing more than rancor. That is a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.